Toronto.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
We're waiting for a few more.
Okay. Malka.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we're starting the Parasha of Noach from the Zohar tonight. So that means section 1, Pasuk 1. And we'll start with the Lashem Yehud, of course. But I'm going to be reading from the handouts when they are available. But I'm not going to read my commentary until after you ask your questions or make your comments. And the reason for that is my impression is that when you read a synopsis or you read a comment, that sets your mind in a certain direction. And I'd rather have people free to comment the way they want to before I speak. Now, if you disagree with that or think it should be done differently, I'm open, and feel free at any time to make that comment, whether it's now or sometime in the future. Lechem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tei Bid Hilu Urkimu Uchilu Uchilu Urkimu Leakta Lechem Yud Hei Bavav Hei B'Yichuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu Rabbi Tiyayo Patach Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim Le'olam Yirshu Eretz Netzer Matai Mata'a Ma'asei Yadi Lehit Pa'er Zakayim Inu Yisrael d'mishtadle b'oraita b'yade arhin d'oraita d'ivgina yiskun le'alma d'yate. These are the generations of Noah. Rabbi Chiya opened the discussion with the verses. Noah was a righteous man, and your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. They shall be the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A was raised after the statement, "These are the generations of Noah." The text should have continued, Shem, Ham, and Yafet. It should not have ended with Noah was a righteous man. He further stated, "Happy are Israel, who occupy themselves with the Torah and are familiar with its paths, through which they will merit the world that is coming." Question? Comments?
Well, I wonder if the reason it said Noah was a righteous man, but it didn't name his sons was because the Torah didn't want to embarrass Ham, knowing that Ham, knowing what he was going to do in the future.
That is very definitely a possibility, because we know the Torah does go out of its way not to embarrass people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's well said.
This time it was a little bit easier to understand the words in Aramaic, because Noah wasn't mentioned that I could see. So the quote from Bereishit, I don't think it's in that verse in the Aramaic, and of course the letters that are in caps, they're not there. You know that. So actually, Noah wasn't even mentioned in that paragraph.
In Bereishit 6:9, that is the beginning of the it's the first verse in the parasha of Noah. It starts out, these are the generations of Noah, and that verse ends, Noah was a righteous man.
Well, I just expected to see it in Hebrew. The reason I say it is because I've been looking for words that go with the three words having to do with the DNA.
Right.
And I'm always going to check to make sure I'm spelling it right. I remember it just being two letters, because the students are always, when they see it on the board, they're always surprised.
Right.
That that
But the issue, the real issue here is the idea that there's a generation, there's something that is creating continuity from the person Noah. And the fact that the verse says Noah was a righteous man, it's saying that that is his generation. That's what creates continuity for this person called Noah. And that's what creates happiness. And that's why Israel is happy, because there's continuity. That's really what's being expressed in the verse as a hint. Now, what I wrote was my commentary, the written commentary, is we need to ask the question, what does it mean to be righteous, to be a tzaddik? The simplest and most profound answer to this question, in my opinion, is someone who does the right thing. This leads to the next question. How do we know if something was done the right way? And this answer is something that takes time to develop. Since we may think an action was done correctly and then find out that a week or even a lifetime later that it was done incorrectly. One of the criteria for a Kabbalist, in my opinion, is that the thinking of the Kabbalist creates unification. And the Kabbalist is able to see what is the impact of the words that they choose to use. In essence, the right thing is based on someone's intuition. And from the outside, does the teaching create unity? From this, we see that the teachings of the church is not from a Kabbalist. We can see that the Kabbalist might have been misinterpreted, and this is probably true. Yet a true Kabbalist will know if that would be happening and adds cautions to protect the teachings from these effects. To be a tzaddik means to do the right thing that creates unity and avoid separation. to be righteous also has an element of truthfulness as well. Something cannot be truth and also create separation. We learn this from the essence of the Torah, which is the essence of Hashem. Please contemplate this statement and determine for yourselves if this is correct and truthful for you. Now, that was a long comment. Can I go on, or do we have questions?
I think you can go on.
Ta'chatze kol Yisrael yidlom cholaka ve'yomadiyate my tama begin did not dream berit di alma Nitkayem aleya kada'a im lo beriti yomam valayla ukot shamayim varetz lo samti yalda Yisrael tenadre berit bekabilu Leia eats lone hulaka. The alma deate. Come and see. All Israel have a portion in the world that is coming. Why is this so? Because they observe the covenant on which the world is established. This is as it is written in the verse. If my covenant be not today and night, it were as if I had not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth. Meaning that Israel keep in holiness the covenant of circumcision by never desecrating it with the spilling of semen in vain or by sexual immoral behavior. Therefore, Israel, who has accepted the covenant and observe it, have a portion in the world that is coming. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I know this is pure kavod. Almost every chapter is all Israel has a portion in the world to come. But I think this last verse, this last sentence of this verse takes it a little bit further, because they've accepted, Israel has accepted the covenant, but you have to observe the covenant to have a portion in the world to come, is what it seems like it's stating to me.
Yes, it is stating that. That just to accept it is not sufficient. You also then guide it and keep it pure. Meaning observe it. But the early part of the verse is talking about the same thing we spoke of in the first verse before my comment. It spoke about continuity.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of the verse speaks about continuity as well. And the covenant is actually relating to continuity, because that's where children come from. All of Israel has a portion in the world that is coming based on the continuity that is created by their observing and protecting and accepting the covenant. My written commentary, what is sexual immoral behavior? It is the regulations dealing with chapter 18 and 20 of Leviticus that deal with what is referred to as the laws of incest. To my memory, there is no description relating to wasting seed. This is because the proper education of a young man is to develop control over his muscles that ejaculate sperm so that he does not have that happen. This is what is no longer being taught to the young men of Israel and needs to be developed as a teaching in the near future. We are taught in the advanced reincarnation classes and also in the Midrash that the righteous people, like the children of Jacob, wasted seed. There is a negative effect from this action, yet it is not cutting the person off from the Creator, as the Talmud teaches. This is my opinion as it relates to the current teachings of the religious world, which received these teachings from the church and its influence on the Jewish world. Would anybody like to comment?
Well, I'm thinking how Ruth came from the Moabites. And I'm also thinking of Judah and Tamar. So maybe in the eyes of the world, that may seem like immoral behavior, but Hashem didn't cut them off at all.
And that's really what I was saying. But if you have to understand the concept. Immoral behavior is defined by the society you live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said this repeatedly, and it's not something that makes me happy to say it, because, you know, this world is a little bit crazy right now, if it wasn't crazy always. But the society of ISIS, essentially says that death, killing somebody, is a righteous act. That's their culture. That's their society. It's not ours, and that I know. But Hashem created them as well. So who are we to say that they are incorrect? Now, I have to defend myself if they tried to come after me. The society I live in needs to defend itself. But we still have to recognize that God created that society as well as our own, because He gave human beings free choice. Now, how we respond to that is what we're judged on. But this particular pasuk is talking about continuity. And continuity is from sperm. It's also from the egg within the woman.
And we've read several times, if Adam hadn't sinned, we wouldn't have children.
Exactly. And we've said, many times that the Torah has told us not to waste seed because air wouldn't impregnate Tamar. And there's a lot of documentation that in the biblical days, pre-biblical days, in the time of Abraham, that the idol worshippers essentially would have two sets of women, two wives, one who they would not allow to become pregnant because they didn't want their bodies distorted by the pregnancy. and the other for the children and for creating continuity. Again, everything comes from the culture that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And until you recognize that, you can't really evaluate the value of the moral teachings. The third pasuk, unless there's still questions. Willo od ela begin kach ikrun tzadikim mikan olifna kol man denatir hai berit pi alma itkayam aleya ikre tzadik mena lan mis Yosef Begin denatar leya librit alma zakadik re sadik vi alkach vi amesh kulam sadikim leolam yirshu aretz. Furthermore, as a result, they are called righteous. We deduce from this that whoever observes the covenant upon which the world is established is called righteous. How do we know this? We know this from Joseph, who observed the everlasting covenant by not mating with his master's wife. And yet he had sperm that escaped, and was therefore called righteous. And this is why it is written, your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Rabbi Chiya thus explained the verse. Noah was a righteous man, as meaning that Noah observed the covenant. For this reason, his offspring have continuity. The verse thus states, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man because his righteousness and the continuity of his children are connected. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's emphasizing the other two verses, but it's giving us an example with Joseph.
Yes, but you also have to remember Joseph represents Yesod, which is mm-hmm. sexual energy, creative energy.
And isn't this about the time of the Tulalah? Around this time? Isn't this about the time that we usually, that this is about the time of his Tulalah? We can talk today, my tongue doesn't want to go.
Yes, his Tulalah is the 27th or the 28th. I think it's the 27th or the 28th of Tammuz. I think it's the 28th, and then Rashi's is the 29th.
Okay.
No, it's very, very much connected. My commentary, the covenant between heaven and earth relates to having the seed be ejaculated into a proper vessel. There is much to contemplate in this pasuk, since the sins of the children do apply to the parents when dealing with the judgments of people in Shemayim. We know this from the prophecies of Zechariah dealing with the marriage of the high priest's children to non-Jewish women. Why is that a problem? Because the wife will influence the husbands and cause corruption in the teachings, as has happened over the centuries.
Well, I'm thinking of all the things we've done during the period of Shovavim, and I know that I didn't know about that period until coming to know you and your classes, and I think you can really appreciate it when you read a verse like this.
Yes, you can. Well, we're going to, our half hour is up, so we'll pick up tomorrow at verse 4.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You all have shalom, and we'll have Rabbi Ashlag at the 7 o'clock class. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.